2014, Ferguson, Missouri. A white police officer kills a young black man. Months of protests follow across the country, including Seattle. And new attention is focused on how the police interact with black people. Now police departments are considering whether special training can help their officers overcome their own biases. One idea comes from Washington State University. Assistant Professor Lois James developed the Counter Bias Training Program. The Cleveland Division of Police will test it out next year. KUW's Kim Melka asked James what an officer will experience in the simulation.
So it's a use of force simulator, and officers go through CBT Sim, or the simulator training, in groups of five, and each officer responds individually while their peers observe, and they essentially respond to multiple different scenarios with a whole range of different types of people in them. So people from different races and ethnicities, and gender, socioeconomic status, and lots of different variables. And after each scenario, they discuss why they made the decisions that they made. And that's where the conversation about bias can come up in a very organic and self-reflective way.
Can you walk us through a particular scenario that a police officer might encounter when they enter the simulator?
Yes. One of the scenarios that we have is an example of a domestic disturbance. The camera approaches the door, enters the house. You can already hear people yelling. So you can then see there's a man and a woman, and they're yelling at each other. It's very volatile. He turns and starts dragging her down the hallway, and then he pulls out a weapon, very quickly shoots her, and then turns and starts shooting at the camera. This all happens in the space of about 20 seconds.
And what are you looking to measure?
The thing that we're really focused on is we're measuring officers' behavior on the street.
Professor James, you mentioned that you may have a group of five officers, for instance, who are in the simulator, and they get to go through a certain scenario, and then they discuss afterwards what happened and the choices that were made. What do you expect to come out of those conversations?
The self-reflection and the conversation that follows each scenario is really an integral part of the training. You know, I mean, because implicit bias, by its nature, it's very often subconscious, and an officer may not be aware that he or she views a particular type of suspect in a particular way. And by, you know, repeatedly going through scenarios and then being able to show that officer, well, this is your data, these are your reaction times, these are the errors that are made, some biases can come up that way and can be brought to an officer's attention without simply just kind of discussing the science of bias and how we all may have it.
Professor James, how do you think the training program that you and your colleagues have developed and the data that you're going to be collecting, how does it all fit into our national conversation that we seem to be having now on race and policing?
Well, the really critical thing, I believe, for the national conversation is having the data to start to get an idea of what works. I think the majority of people acknowledge that implicit bias training is probably a good idea and is probably necessary. There's very, very little data, however, on whether it's effective. I think that the answers to these questions will be very relevant for police departments nationwide, and they'll be relevant when considering policy and training.
Dr. Lois James is an associate professor at Washington State University. She spoke with Kim Melka of KUW's All Things Considered.